This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We always praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his household, his companions. We ask Allah to bless them, to bless all of us, to bless the couple that are coming together in the sacred union of nikah this afternoon, and to bless the offspring that will be resultant, to bless all our children up to the end. May Allah keep us all steadfast on the straight path, and may Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. My brothers, my sisters, it is indeed a happy occasion. People have come from far and wide in order to be witness to this beautiful officiation of the nikah, rightly in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important thing we ask Allah for today is barakah, blessings, goodness and happiness, contentment and success in this world and the next. The ingredients that will bring about all that we have just said right now are in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Generally, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to seize these opportunities to remind people of something good, to remind them of their duties unto Allah and their duties unto their families, the rest of the creatures that Allah has made, starting with the spouse and thereafter making the circle much broader. So if you look at the verses that will be recited in a few moments, you will find the first verse reminds us as mankind who we are and where we came from, why we were created and what we owe Allah and what we owe the creatures of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. O people, he doesn't address just the believers, but all people, O people, develop a relationship with the one who made you. Develop a relationship with your Rabb who made you. Now the term taqwa, we talk about the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, developing a relationship with Allah, creating a barrier between us and the punishment of Allah. All this is included in the term taqwa Allah. The first reminder that Allah is telling or asking every one of us, informing us, is to develop your relationship with He who made you. If you do that, you can never be at a loss. You will never lose. You will be in a win-win situation. When goodness happens, it still brings you close to Allah. When something negative happens in your life, it still brings you closer to Allah. So you can never lose. It's a piece of advice we are giving the couple that are coming together today, as well as all of us who are seated here, married or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. So Allah says, be conscious of Allah, develop a relationship with your Maker, the one who made you from one soul. Now he's reminding us of the origin. He created. But in order to create, it was easy for him to say be for every one of us and create every one of us exactly as he created Adam alayhi salam. That's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he chose that he's going to keep us connected. Imagine if we were not connected to each other. We did not have family. We wouldn't even be seated here today. Because we are seated here as a result of connection that Allah has placed. We feel a link. We are bonded through blood. We are bonded through marriage. We are bonded through friendship, etc. Through the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, we feel the connection. And therefore, we want to share the joyous moments with one another. Just like we share the sorrow when someone is at a loss. So Allah says, I chose for you a certain path by creating one soul, from it, its spouse. That's the way Allah has created us. And from the two, Allah caused a multitude of male and female to spread all over the earth. So He says, understand your duty unto the wombs that have given birth to you. Subhanallah. Starting with your mother. Your duty unto your mother. Why does Allah stress this? It's not easy to fulfill the rights of your mother, especially once you are married. Sometimes people overlook this. There will always be a generation gap where people think differently. It doesn't make them bad. But what it does do It gives us the opportunity to rise to the occasion, to resolve matters that arise, considering it an act of worship and an ibadah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. So Allah is reminding us, these wombs that have given birth to you, not only your mothers, but starting with your mothers. Similarly, your spouses, those who will give birth to your children. Similarly, your aunts, your grandmother perhaps, or grandmothers, and the other relatives of yours who are related to you, your sisters, and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to protect the rights of women. Imagine here, Allah is telling us about the women and the rights that we have, that they have over us. And people say that Islam doesn't protect the women and doesn't have rights for women. Similarly, the term Dhawil Arham and Ulul Arham and Al Arham would also by extension include those you are related to as a result of the womb. Now, you know that it's not only your father's lineage, but your mother as well. Similarly, when you get married, you now have in-laws on both sides. You need to fulfill relations, people who are related to you, to meet them, to greet them, to try your best to be with them or to be there for them on both occasions of goodness, happiness, as well as on the other side, sadness and loss. May Allah protect us from loss and grant us goodness and success. So this is a beautiful piece of advice. How apt is this verse? It is recited usually as the khutbah preceding the officiation of such a sacred union. Similarly, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeating that taqwa, the term taqwa, in these verses twice. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah takes account of everything you do. Be conscious, it's not going to be easy. It's always a struggle. They say marriage is not a perpetual honeymoon. But you know what? They say it's like getting into a hot shower, subhanAllah, or a hot bath. Once you're in it, it's not that hot anymore. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us ease. In fact, the first day is happy, mashallah. The first day is very happy. We always ask Allah, keep us as happy or even happier. And Allah says, well, if I was the focus and the central point of attention for you, and I remain that, you will be happier as the days pass. The minute we become materialistic, the minute we become people who have other agendas, etc., then things start going wrong. Yes, some people might treat us in a bad way. They treated Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a worse way. What did he do? He wasn't upset. He didn't give up. He always had hope. And he continued. 20 odd years later, there was the victory of Makkah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and harmony in our homes. Remember to fulfill each other's rights. And the message is not only for the husband and wife, but even for in-laws on both sides. People say the mother-in-law sometimes happens to have a stigma attached to her. I'd like to say that's not true. It's our weakness that we think that way. Give them a chance. They are lovely people. They are good people. Give each other a chance. Learn to smile. Learn to give each other's independence. Because we are now adults. It's our moment to say, listen, just as if we had a big family business and one son now breaks out because obviously he's old enough and, you know, we don't want problems after we pass away. It's going to be a bit of a mission when he starts off, but he needs to start making decisions. He can come to us for guidance, but the business is his. Similarly, we grew up these children. Now that they are married, we can guide them, but the final decision shall be theirs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to let go of these children, because a lot of issues happen when we don't let go. The second verse, Allah reminds us again of the term taqwa. Developing your relationship with Allah. What did I say earlier? It's the cornerstone of happiness. You want happiness? Your relationship with Allah. Ask yourself, how's my link with Allah? If your salah is not in order, how do you expect happiness in your home? If your zakah is not in order, if your mouth is not in order, subhanallah. So the second verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, develop a relationship with Allah upon the level that is deserved by Allah. That's a solid level. That is so high, subhanallah. We, no matter how hard we try, we're not going to be able to get to that point. So much so, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had asked, how is this going to be? Another verse was revealed, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. develop that relationship as best as you can, to the best of your abilities. My brothers, my sisters, the link with Allah is absolutely important. It governs everything that will happen in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help myself and all of us to develop that relationship. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't die except in the condition of submission. You know, when you say, I'm a Muslim, it's easy to say, I'm a Muslim. But if you translate it into English, it translates as a submitter. I'm a submitter. The question I always ask is, am I really a submitter? Do I really submit to Allah and His will? Then we will understand how close we are or distant from Allah. It's occasions of this nature that keep, or that give us a reminder to be able to develop that relationship. It's not too late. May Allah grant that to us. The last verse. The last verse that we will hear today is a verse connected to the tongue. Didn't I say moments ago? How's your tongue? How do you use your tongue? Why is this verse repeated during the occasion of nikah?
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulah faqad faza fawzan 'azima.
Oh, you who believe, develop your relationship with Allah and only utter that which is sadid, which is straight. Utter that which is straight. Watch your mouth. Most problems we face, especially of a social nature, are connected to the tongue. 90% of marital problems are due to the inability of using the tongue in a correct way. People also divorce their spouses and then come crying to say, oh, I did it this way and that. Brother, you did not control your tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to engage our tongues in His remembrance and the dhikr, rather than in bad words, swear words, deception, etc. Even words of love and romance are an ibadah when they are directed at the right person, because they are sinful when they are directed at the wrong person. Subhanallah, when I say words of love and romance and I make someone blush, if that is the right person I'm making blush, and if that is the right person that I'm directing those words to, it becomes such a great ibadah. So much so that to be intimate with your spouse is an ibadah, because if you were intimate elsewhere, it would be a sin. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Fi budu'i ahadikum sadaqa," that in the intimacy of one of you with your spouse is an act of worship, a charity. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum says, oh Messenger, we fulfill our base desires and that is an act of worship. He says, do you see what would happen if the person were to fulfill it in the wrong? Would they be sinful? They said, yes, he would be sinful. Well, if they are sinful for this, then they would be rewarded for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good reward. May Allah make it easy for us. So in this verse, right at the end, Allah warns us, firstly about the tongue, and then he caps the verse by saying, you know what, whoever follows Allah and the Messenger, whoever follows the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he has brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed they or that person has succeeded in the biggest way. We ask Allah to grant us success. So the solutions to everything are already manifest, made clear to us. Allah didn't promise that He's going to give us the millions and the billions, but He promised us that if you follow my path, I will grant you contentment and true happiness in this world. May Allah grant that to those who are coming together today. And may Allah grant it to all of us who are married. May Allah make this an opportunity for those who are going through turbulence in their marriages to resolve that today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those and bless them who couldn't come for some reason or another. Those who are sick and ill from both sides of the families and from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant them shifa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant rahmah to the marhumeen from both sides who are definitely not with us today. May Allah grant them jannatul firdaus and those of the ummah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.